Z-Mobile.
K4NX, EKJ4WZM Mobile. How are you? I am on my way towards Seneca.
You're on the clock, ain't you?
Pull it up and hammer down.
I know that not this week, but next Friday, a week from today, we're looking at possibly going to Silver Bay on White Horse Road.
Time.
That's what I haven't nailed down. It's probably 5:15-ish, somewhere in there.
I might be able to do that.
I'll let you know. I'll send a text out. On Monday, anyway.
Sounds good. Appreciate it. Like 2 weeks out, you said not. Is it not today or next week? Or is it not next week, but the following week? I didn't understand.
Mighty.
Got it. He's got a low battery right now.
You don't have a spare or charge cord with you?
Charge cord, I'll go ahead and plug it in. Spare battery, I'll just put the spare battery on charge. That's a good idea.
What the hell have you got?
Get on the road.
That again.
Let me get on the road.
I'm in it now.
I've gotten into like model trains and model cars and trucks and stuff.
Haven't. I did have a model train set and some race cars, but I never got into it.
I think I'm going to get into model trucks and stuff. I'll have to show you a picture of what I just got got yesterday. My first item came in the mail, and I still got some more to go.
Pretty cool.
The issue is because the battery's going out.
One big battery, or does that take like several of the double A's or triple A's or what?
We're POT Mobile.
KJ4WZM Mobile. I've got a bad signal right now. My battery's on its way out.
Yep, the old bad battery. Not a good way to start the day. That'd be all right. So, you got any good plans for today?
No, KK4NXE.
Battery's crapping out right now. Yeah, it's a pain. You've been running yours on your normal battery, you know, that came with the radio, or you've been using them, that one that takes the, you know, standard batteries, like, I think they're double A's or whatever it calls for, but have you used that little caddy much?
Because there's a certain milliamp you have to use, and I'm not sure what it is, but if I can put a pack of freshly charged batteries on there, and it won't hit a lick, it won't come on, nothing happens. This radio won't acknowledge batteries that are outside that milliamp window, and Gary had mentioned what size battery you need. This has been way back years ago, and I don't remember it.
Goofball.
Really, because I'm able to use these batteries, the standard battery, and then recharge them. If you set them things up, they go bad. So, what I do is just rotate
batteries out and radios. I carry both radios with me. You're a radio G.I. Joe. Radio Commando. I don't know about G.I. Joe, nothing.
Battery put on charge now. It's gonna be a few minutes until it's any good.
Charger with you. Another radio in the background.
I've got plans for today.
Got my head above water. Still putting it.
Covered up real bad.
Pulls in a woodpecker with chapped lips.
I'll be around to watch it.
Me and Daniel's supposed to do lunch since he's over this way. I don't know if he'll call me or not.
EPA, mobile. I'm trying to get woke up and go to work.
Doing. I normally try to wake up by the time I get there.
Overtime day again.
Friday.
Well, I was a steward on Friday, but it got me coming in early or staying over late 2 days during the week, too, so had a little more overtime on us. I got out of it last Friday. I was able to talk them and let me stay home last Friday.
I'm wore out. I'm ready to sleep in. I got to wait till Sunday to do that. That again, I doubled with you. I'm ready to sleep in, but I got to wait till Sunday.
And I got to use all the extra time I got this weekend while the weather's halfway due to finish the chicken coop I've been trying to build for the past month.
I need to get on my chicken coop. But I got bear problem. Got to get me electric fence, this and that and the other, trying to make it bear proof.
Get your snack for them.
It's about getting them.
Myself won't keep them back.
Put chain link fence up, and that didn't stop them.
Worry about down here, Piedmont. Most things they had to worry about. Every now and then, we'll get a coyote in the neighborhood. They hadn't seen none of them in a few years.
Y'all, I don't want nothing to do with it.
About 10 goats and probably 20 or 30 sheep. And then they got chickens and stuff too. And I don't think they've ever lost one anything. Other maybe a chicken to a hawk or something like that. Or an owl. So, I forget what kind of dogs they are. The big, huge, white dogs. They pretty well eat anything that comes in the yard. It ain't supposed to be there.
Remember the name of it, but they're like a guard dog for flocks and stuff. I mean, they're big old shaggy dogs.
Pretty dogs too. They're real smart. They've had since I moved and I built my house about 15 years ago. And he's getting pretty old now. And I guess they got him a pup back year before last to replace him when he goes. And they just put that pup out there with the old one. And that first day, that dog took that pup around, showed it the whole property by itself, and showed it what to do, and it just basically trained the other dog itself.
Hey, Mark. Well, I'm destinating. We'll catch you guys Monday. KK4NXZ. I'm going to be clear on your final 7-3s to everybody. Hope everybody has a good and safe, prosperous day. 7-3. KK4NXZ.
7-3s, Mike.
Catch you later. KF4GPA. Mobile.
I hope you have a great day at work and a good weekend. We'll holler at you Monday. KO4CN.
KFW Mobile. How you doing this morning?
KM4NAC. Got a couple other guys in here with us, so you guys go ahead and get a hold of it.
Looking at the clock. Oh, man, it's 5:31. Ken ought to be on it. There he was. Can you watch by my time? Can. You better than I do. It's rough yesterday. The last couple days, I mean, like, as soon as I get home, even if the sun's up on 20, I mean, there's not a lot going on.
I was the only one I could really, really even hear to make contact with. Half asleep this morning.
I know I am.
Good Friday. I'm having a double bag everything this morning because it's supposed to rain. It's already rained a little bit over here.
Yeah, I see it. I see it's coming. I hear the overtime guy. Your call sign ends in GPA, right?
Roger that, KO4GPA, Jimmy.
It'll be a washout all day long. The rain is just all the way back to Mississippi.
Work for tomorrow, I'll be happy. You can do it while I'm at work.
Used to be some chance of rain all the way every day until Thursday.
That's my stuff I'm trying to do stuff in the yard, but as long as it ain't pouring down, I'm fine. Pick up this weekend, even if it's not going to be as cold as it is. But it ain't good. It feels good this morning, but I think it's supposed to get a little cooler.
Rain we got, how bad the pollen's going to be this coming year?
This thing ought to be greening up pretty soon here. I think last year was about the same way. Come springtime, I think we had gotten a bunch of rain, I can't remember. Heck, I think the past few years we've gotten a lot of rain.
You didn't have to say that.
Greening up, the trees, the cars, everything.
Don't bother me. What gets me is when they get ready to cut the hay, oh man, it just wears me out.
It gets me now. I used to not have any problems with it. About the past 10 years, I've just really, my sinuses, they don't take anything to mess them up. Of course, I'm usually pretty bad by this time every year. And I had Rona back in December, and I don't know, maybe that kind of changed something with me, because I'm still feeling pretty good. I've already, usually by this time of year, I'm already, I've had a two or at least one sinus infection sometimes too.
Yesterday, did you get any other
ones? When I worked, I saw that there were others out there, but man, I couldn't hear them. I could hear the people talking to them, but I couldn't hear them.
Past couple days for me, I mean, they'll be listed on there, and I won't hear anything on frequency.
Video it for I sent it to Patrick so he could see what it was like. That was the first attempt to call him.
Called him a couple times. First time I had mine down on 15 watts. He heard me, but he was like K4 something, so I had to crank it back up. Conductor thing's getting on my nerves because MFJ keeps delaying all my orders.
What you were looking for on either Newark or Allied or something like that?
Not the exact Pico far rods I needed. So, I could have ordered off eBay or Amazon from some of those. They fit, but at the end of the day, I'm like, you know what? Instead of just trying to chase this down, I'm just going to go ahead and give this QRM device a try and see what happens. Because all the YouTube videos show it working really well, so we'll see.
I know how good it works.
Got my old dipole up, so that should work fine for the receive antenna. Pulling into the parking lot now, so I'm going to go ahead and say 7-3. That way I can jump on out of the truck. I hope y'all have a great weekend. Don't get rained out too bad. And we'll holler at you another day this next week, if not Monday. This is KO4C, and I'll be clear when you're final.
KO4 GPA. I'm pulling in the parking lot too. I'll be clear.
7-3, guys. We'll catch you guys another morning. KN4 TFW.
Hey, Friday. It was bad yesterday afternoon. I didn't even get on.
Yep, and caught that one contact and kind of scrolled through a little bit, and then I just turned it down.
Not the fact that it's going to rain this weekend.
Saturday and Sunday supposed to be like spotty showers, you know, like a 40% chance. But, man, if there's some thunderstorms in the area, I hate to hook up my antenna.
Bad. I take mine to completely out of the house.
Threw mine right there at the radio. Up another 10 cents.
46 over here.
One over here. Must have went up because he bombed them people over there in Syria.
The pipeline going again. He needs to quit paying off his buddies.
They can get money to keep their party going is to send it somewhere else so it can come back undetected.
That was part of the money that Obama was sending over that Trump stopped. Even
going to get a big kickback from it.
Well, I heard where a guy at work was saying that they sent letters to the networks and that, and telling them that they didn't need to be carrying those stations that were causing unrest.
Which one are they?
That was exposing the Democrats for what they are and everything, you know, and telling you the truth, and they didn't want none of that getting out, and that's causing all kinds of problems, so they want to do away with them, so that you can only hear what they want you to hear.
It's communism.
Thinking.
Sure ain't looking good for this country, I tell you that right now.
Underneath that leadership, for sure. And under the last leadership, even though they harassed them 24/7.
See, if he gets back in next go around, people going to pay.
Yeah, I'm sure you're right.
Well, it wants, but they won't steal it again. People won't allow it.
KO4GPA, clear again.
This morning, that Corona relief package is still held up because they want to keep throwing in that $15 an hour for everybody for minimum wage, and they keep rejecting it.
Mama, I think $15 minimum wage is just a little bit too much.
A good example on I think it was on one of the posts or something and that, but, you know, it shows, you know, right now you can afford this and that, and you can afford gas and that, but then when you go up to, you know, $15 an hour, that puts you in a different tax bracket, but then everybody else needs to make $15 an hour, so, you know, what costs you a dollar now costs you $2 and everything, and then they take extra money out, and then you end up with less money in the long run, and you can't afford what you could afford.
That's probably some of the most truest words that you'll ever hear. To get together and vote those old fogies out and get them out of there. I tell you, they're ruining this country.
And we need term limits, you know. I'm all for one and done.
And two and no more than that.
They awarded a defense contract to some contractor, and then the guy that awarded it, he had $1 million worth of shares in that company. That sounds like insider trading.
What's to me?
A battery yesterday afternoon for one of the forklifts, and that, and I left early, swung by that place in Greer. They got some good deals on batteries and refurbished batteries.
Boy of mine about it, and he's gonna swing by one day and look and see what they got.
Refurbished one for the forklift for $39, and then I checked on the refurbished ones for like your riding lawnmower and that, and they're $25.
At all, what kind of guarantee do you give
them? Really no, but I mean, the lawnmower battery, you know, only lasts a year or two anyway.
Ever been able to figure out lawnmower batteries last usually one season, but yet a car battery will last 3 or 4 years.
You know, all related to how much you use it, you know, drain it down and charge it back up and everything. Probably if I'd take it off and put it on charge some this winter, it'd probably been all right.
Experience with a motorcycle battery. Better keep it charged up, or you're gonna be replacing it.
Yeah.
Those things are expensive.
Yep, it was a little bit different. It was only like 5 inches wide and about 9 inches long.
Not big at all.
For a gas powered forklift.
Seeing batteries for forklifts when I worked truck and the cotton mill going to college. Size of a Volkswagen.
Electric forklift, right? Here's gas powered.
Drop being that way. Working on those type of chicken things. Those things are a pain in the rump to work on. We had a guy not watching what he was doing. He drove off the dock and got killed on one of those things. I'm about five papers short this morning.
That'll be good.
Thing is trying to find the paper to get. The guy that runs this section, he likes to drag his feet.
What paper are you missing?
Three one. And a half now at the rat.
I remember when they were 50 cents.
But it is, I can remember when they were cheaper than that.
Don't put out, will they reimburse you?
Do not reimburse us for nothing. I mean nothing. AT-Mobile. Paper guy ain't got here yet, so I'm gonna have to see if I can run him down after I get finished with what I got.
SW, well, that's not good. Now you're gonna be late getting home. I guess it'll be an Ingles kind of night.
When I finish up, I'm coming back. I'll have to sit and wait on the guy to get here so I don't have to pay for him. But I'm definitely going to fill up. Man, this weekend.
On my table saw sled. And Aunt Mama's got to, she's got to do a double on Saturday, so I'll be by myself.
Contest this weekend.
Do a little bit of contest, and I think you don't start till about 12, right?
I think you're right. Don't hold me to it.
The net last night on my tablet. I did early check-in.
Stay up long enough to check in on that, but they come on my bedtime, unfortunately.
With me, so that's why I did early check-in. Just like we've been hearing on the radio.
Days I retire again, I'll be able to spend more time on the radio.
We're going to retire again.
Retire from this, find something else to get into.
Checking 24/7.
Man. I can turn an ounce a week.
Ounce now.
Over $2,000 an ounce, but that's after it's been processed and stuff. Raw gold, you won't get that much. You probably get about $2,000, you probably get about $1,850.
And that.
Weekend and what we're finding, we split 50-50.
Tell me when you're getting in the creek. Probably when it warms up a little bit.
Warm up a little bit for me to get in there. But the bad part about it is water's still going to be ice cold.
If we get out and get warmed up, then get out and it's still just as cold. Hold on a sec, let me get this gate. I'm pulling up here to the office, so I'll sign with you and say 73, and hope you have a good rest of your day, and that driver shows up a little bit early, and you can get them papers and get home at a decent time. And I'll probably catch up with you over the weekend during the contest. KN4TFW.
Well, you have a good one. I'm glad you made it in safe, and looking forward to this weekend, especially trying out that new headset that I got. So 7-3, and be safe on the way home. KN4 and AP. I'll be clear.